Will You Come to My Baptism? By Rebecca Hoag and Eric B. Murdoch, based on a true story. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Oliver couldn't wait for the week to go by. Next week was the big day he'd been waiting for since he was 4 years old. He was going to be baptized. Oliver was so excited about his baptism that he wanted to shout it from the rooftops for all of England to hear. He couldn't wait to tell his friend Dylan at school.
"I can't believe it! My baptism day is finally almost here,"
Oliver said.
"It's going to be brilliant."
Dylan looked confused.
"I thought only babies got baptized."
"Kids have to be at least 8 to be baptized in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints,"
Oliver said.
"That's my church."
"Oh, cool,"
Dylan said. Suddenly, Oliver had a thought.
"Would you like to come to my baptism?"
"Sure, but I need to ask my parents first."
"Okay."
Oliver was excited that Dylan might come to his baptism. This gave him another idea.
"I don't want to share my baptism with just one friend. I want to invite as many people as I can."
Oliver rushed home to tell Mum he had a plan. On Sunday, Oliver started his plan. He shared his testimony during fast and testimony meeting. At the end, he said,
"I'm getting baptized next Saturday, and I want everyone to come. Will you please invite anyone you know who isn't a member or who doesn't come to church to my baptism?"
He felt like a missionary. He really liked that feeling. Over the next week, Oliver invited friends, family members, and teachers to his baptism.
"It would mean a lot to me if you could come."
As Saturday got closer, Oliver started to wonder how many people would actually show up. What if they were all too busy or didn't want to come? He said a short prayer that at least a few people would come. Then he stopped worrying about it. He knew he had done a good thing just by inviting them. Besides, the most important thing about the day was getting baptized. When he got to church on his baptism day, Oliver could hardly believe his eyes. A lot of his friends were there to support him. He even saw a bunch of people he didn't know. He waved when Dylan walked in with his parents. When it was time to be baptized, Oliver stepped into the warm water. His dad took his hand, as they had practiced. Then he said the baptism prayer and lowered Oliver into the water. Before he knew it, Oliver was standing up again, dripping wet and grinning. He knew he was following Jesus' example. After Oliver changed into dry clothes, his dad and a few other men confirmed him a member of the church. They gave him a special blessing and invited him to receive the Holy Ghost. Afterward, Oliver got to share his testimony.
"Thank you for coming to support me on my special day. It means so much to me. I'm grateful for my baptism, and I believe that this is Christ's church on the earth."
Afterward, people came up to congratulate Oliver.
"Thanks for inviting me,"
Dylan said.
"I had a good feeling inside."
"Everyone has been so kind,"
Dylan's mom said.
"We have felt very welcomed."
That night, Dad sat down at the end of Oliver's bed.
"What a great day,"
Dad said. Oliver nodded.
"I'm glad I could share it with my friends."
The authors live in Kent, England, and Utah, USA. See Family Manual, pages 114 and 115.
End of the story, Will You Come to My Baptism? Read by Van Farnworth, Kate Strongen, Sean Nelson, Austin Peterson, and Kaylin Louay.